discouraged area-wide. Cloudy all day today, a little bit more humid than we had expected, so a high of 73 degrees. For tonight, it looks like we'll start seeing some clearing skies this evening. We'll also see occasionally blustery conditions, especially in the evening hours with a low of 44. Tomorrow looks like it'll be a little bit calmer, still occasionally breezy. Also sunshine with similar temperatures to today, topping out at 71. Start also developing a cool down as we get closer to the weekend. For Thursday, we'll have sunshine, blustery conditions, 61 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and much calmer with a high of 46.
All right, Chuck, yesterday we peaked at 66, overnight low down to 54. Right now a south wind, as Chuck alluded to, gusting to 36. It is cloudy and 54 degrees here, KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:20, and it is time once again for the ESU Buzz with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. David McGeehee. The Emporia Showcase is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424-226, Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Are you wanting to consolidate debt or reduce the number of your monthly payments? Look no further than Emporia State Federal Credit Union. ESFCU has a variety of loan products to help you pay off credit cards and other monthly debt into one low monthly payment. Check to see how your local lender can help by texting or calling them today at 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA. Restrictions may apply. Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
And welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Pleased to be joined again this month by USD 253 Superintendent Dr. David McGeehee. Dr. McGeehee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for taking time to join us, as always is the case. And, boy, we have quite a robust lineup to talk to you today. Nice list, as we'll be talking about the CTE programs across USD 253 and how they're incorporated and some of the options. We'll be joined by Stephanie McCracken, assistant principal at E-High, Mrs. Sarah Sweet, who is an Emporia High School business teacher, Laura Schwinn, Emporia High School journalism and tech ed educator, and we got some students, Hayden Thexton, Grady Howe, and Olivia Barrett, that will be with us here this morning. Looking forward to hearing more about the CTE program and its success and all the options available to Emporia High School students. But first, David, as we always do, we like to kick things off with some hashtag Emporia Proud moments from the past month.
Yeah, I appreciate that. A lot of things to be proud of this month. If you'll recall, we were in here probably a couple of months ago talking about our high school theater program and their play, A Piece of My Heart, that had been selected to perform down in Wichita. Well, now they have actually been selected, one of only 12 schools in the nation, to perform at the International Thespian Festival in Bloomington, Indiana. That'll be June 21 through 27. So we're very, very proud of them. This production highlights the women who served during the Vietnam War, and the students during their preparation worked with local Vietnam veteran Frank Lowry to ensure authenticity in that performance. Of course, they're going to need to raise a little money, so I'll mention that they're trying to raise about $30,000 to take 27 students and the full production crew up to Bloomington. And so kind of stay in touch with the HS Theater there. They're also going to do a benefit performance that will be held on June 6, 2026. That's free, but they're asking for donations to assist. And you can also contact Amanda Ballard at amanda.ballard@usd253.net if you'd like to give to that effort. Also, an update on Mrs. Kathleen Gilliland. She was one of the nominees for Kansas Master Teacher, and she has actually been selected as a Kansas Master Teacher. It received that award that was established by Emporia State University back in 1954. She's one of seven educators that's been honored and for her demonstration of excellence and highest standards of professional practice. So Ms. Gilliland will be honored on Master Teacher Day, April 1st, which, you know, hopefully it's not April Fool's, but that it's actually going to happen on that day. We think it's going to at Emporia State University. Mrs. Meredith Knapp, we also recently learned that she's a music teacher at Walnut Elementary. She was recognized as the North Central Kansas Music Educator Association's Outstanding Elementary Music Educator of the Year for 25-26. And so she'll now be considered for the state award that will be delivered later this month. That recognition highlights her dedication to students and her commitment to providing exceptional music education at Walnut Elementary. And then student-wise, we're proud to recognize Alexis Martinez Acala. He's a junior trumpet player at Emporia High School. He's earned a spot on the Kansas Music Educators All-State 5 and 6A Honor Band. So super proud of him and his accomplishments. And then finally, you know, we're heading into regionals and state and all those competitions for our winter sports. We'll be coming to a close soon. Lots of stuff on the schedule. And our spring sports practices start March 2nd. So everybody get out and support our student athletes.
Feels like spring right now.
It does.
Out there in spring. I can't believe spring sport practice.
I know.
March,
that's pretty crazy.
Come on. Gee, money already here.
The weather will have to turn if we're starting spring sports practice. It usually gets ugly about the time we go outside.
I know. That's
yeah, very true.
Always seems to be the case. Well, February is Career and Technical Education Month, which celebrates the value of CTE and the achievements and accomplishments of CTE programs across Kansas and the nation. And there are several career and technical education pathways offered at Emporia High School. The CTA program provides E-High students the opportunity to explore their career interests, enroll in academic courses that expose them to career-related content, and gain valuable work-based learning experiences. And we're here to dive deeper into CTE and the Pathways programs at Emporia High School. We'll be joined this morning by Mrs. Stephanie McCracken, Assistant Principal at Emporia High School. Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Let's talk a little bit about the pathways that are available here at Emporia High School. Say like the participating students and number of students who typically, you know, complete pathways when it comes to the Pathways program.
Sure. At Emporia High, we actually have 15 different pathways that we offer to our students. We have an animal science, plant systems, a digital media pathway, restaurant and event management, teaching and training, engineering and applied math, biomed, early childhood development, correction, security, law and law enforcement, construction and design, manufacturing, health science, which includes our allied health program, as well as sports med and rehabilitation. We have business management and entrepreneurship, business finance, and marketing. So we really do have, you know, a pathway for every student to kind of try to help match those interests and get our students career ready.
Yeah, quite a few options, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As far as, you know, students involved, last year when we had our recognition night, we had 176 students, not all seniors, but 176 students that were pathway completers. And some of those students had actually completed multiple pathways. I think another thing for us to just kind of, you know, note and talk about, completers are the ones that, you know, we recognize and we have our recognition night for, but we have some other categories of participants and concentrators, and those are going to be students that, you know, have been involved in CTE pathways, but just might not have followed it all the way to the end, or, you know, maybe took a couple different classes to just find what their interests are. So when we're looking at that entire group overall, we have, you know, close to 900 students that have been involved in CTE in some way, shape, or form, whether it was through an intro course to, you know, just get familiar with something, or they took a course because it was interesting to them.
Indeed. Stephanie, you mentioned here the number of pathways, and kind of Ron referenced it as well. How long has the Pathways program, I guess, at Emporia High been developing, and do you still see maybe some more pathways yet to add?
I would say, you know, it's been longer than 10 years here. I can remember going to some of the first CTE conferences we went to, and it was, you know, back in the early days of my career. So it's been well over 10 years we've been growing this program and adding pathways and finding different ways to get our students involved.
Well, you talked about some pretty robust numbers as far as participation, Stephanie. Has you seen the interest grown with students taking advantage of the opportunities here?
I definitely think our interest has grown, especially as we have added pathways and, you know, the state continually revisits and looks at, you know, jobs and careers in our area and the state of Kansas that are high need, high wage, really making sure that, you know, we've been adapting and changing and meeting those competencies as those needs arise, and I think that our students do see the benefit in it and being prepared to, you know, take on those careers, whether they're going to go to like a post-secondary institution and maybe get a higher certification or a degree, or if they're just going straight into the workforce.
How does it? How long does it take to complete a pathway program, and how do students, you know, fit these in with the other classes they have to take?
You know, it kind of varies with different pathways. Some of our intro courses are offered over at EMS, so we can have students that are getting a jump start over there. We've had students that are completing pathways as early as their sophomore year. Some of them, it takes a little longer to get the senior year, just because certain pathways would have certain stipulations with it. So when we're looking at students that are getting, you know, a CNA or a CMA certification, they do have like an age restriction on that. So it's going to depend on when those students can actually take those courses.
Stephanie, talk a little bit about the CTE recognition night coming up this spring.
Oh, I would love to. That is, you know, a big night for us. It's kind of a joint effort by everyone in our CTE program when it comes to, you know, putting together the invitations and the programs and the decorations and getting everything just arranged and the slideshow that goes with it. It is going to be this year on May 11th, and it takes place in our auditorium from 6:30 to 8. During that time, we're going to honor our senior students and their pathway completion. So at that time, they will get, you know, a plaque that has the different pathways that they've created or completed. They'll get their cord, and it's really just a time to celebrate them and their accomplishments.
Looking forward to that.
Sounds good.
Well, Stephanie, appreciate it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Let's bring in Mrs. Sarah Sweet. Sarah's an Emporia High School business teacher. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing thanks. Well. Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that. Stephanie's the lead pathway teacher for business management and entrepreneurship, business finance, and marketing. Tell us about the program, Sarah.
Well, we have our three business pathways, and they're very much interrelated. So students can kind of start with the same introductory course and then decide which kind of path they want to take, if they're more interested in business administration and management, or if they want to go the finance or the marketing side. So we have great opportunities for any student interested in any area of business.
Outstanding. Let me ask you here, you mentioned that they're overlapping, but what's maybe some highlights of maybe separate points on the pathways that you have here for these different paths?
Of course. On our management side, the application level, which is our final course, is running the school store, which students really enjoy. It's open during lunch and sells different kind of snacky type foods, and just gives them the opportunity to experience operating and running a business in a kind of more sheltered environment. Then within the marketing side, our students really enjoy Market Day, which is held by our entrepreneurship students once a semester, and they also kind of start their own business and are open during lunch one day. All students at Emporia High always enjoy Market Day. There's lots of different food and business type options that they can go through. And then in finance, kind of our capstone is our students going through the stock market game. And we have a lot of students that are very much interested in investing right now, and, you know, different types of investment options, I guess I would say.
Sarah, have you seen a lot of students after they've taken these pathways, get involved with this in college?
Absolutely. We have a high number of students in all pathways that then have taken advantage of dual credit opportunities within each of our pathways and then continue their education in those areas.
Well, Sarah, thanks so much for joining us here today and giving some insight. That's great stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Let's bring in Laura Schwinn, who is the Emporia High Journalism and Tech Ed teacher, also the lead pathway teacher for teaching and training, media design, and communications. Laura, how's it going today?
It's good.
Good. Well, you're known for... Go ahead.
No, you're good.
Oh, I was just going to say, you're known for, you know, leading the journalism department, specifically on the photography side and yearbook as well. But talk about your involvement here for the teaching and training with that particular pathway.
So the teaching and training pathway is one that has seen a lot of growth in the past several years. In the pathway, students have the opportunity to get some basic knowledge about what the teaching profession looks like. They can move on to a class where then they get out to observe in all of our USD 253 schools. So we visit every elementary school. We go to the middle school. They get to observe here at the high school just to see what it's like in the classroom. And then our capstone class for that course is our teaching internship class, where students are actually placed with a cooperating teacher in the elementary schools, and they work with them for the entire school year. So when you talk to Olivia later, she is going to be a pathway completer, and she's been doing her internship this year at the middle school. It gives them an opportunity to see and work with a group of students. They have to give lesson plans. They help the teacher out just getting into those classrooms before they head off to college and major in education.
Boy, what a great opportunity to get a jump start on things there. Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, let's talk about your media design and communications department there, Laura.
So our media design and communications pathway is one where students who are interested in anywhere from graphic design to broadcasting to social media, any of those areas of journalism, they have an opportunity to take lots of different classes. We have classes focused on the graphic design that are dual credit with the technical college. Our photo imaging class, students also have the opportunity for dual credit. We have video courses. The students in the capstone classes are making the yearbook. They're making content for our social media. They are creating the video board content for our basketball in the gym, up on the board in our gym, as well as at Emporia State when we are playing our football games. And then they also are just creating content for things around the building. So great opportunity for them to get their work seen by other people and to have that real-world application while in high school.
Are you on the social media side? Are you having to kind of pump the brakes a little bit with some of the ideas that come out?
Sometimes I'm like, let's think about that before we do that. But they kind of know that we're a school and kind of the expectations that go with that. We've branched out into a little bit of, you know, the TikTok world and things like that. But they do a good job of keeping that journalism hat on at the same time. They use their own personal social media to have more fun, I think.
Have you seen a lot of students jump into these career opportunities when they get to college, Laura?
Yeah, for sure. I've had several students that have moved on in the journalism world. I have a student right now, Javen Arndt, who is at KU, majoring in broadcasting. He works some with you guys, I think.
Yeah.
I've had students that have gone on to do other social media or graphic design type things. Teaching-wise, a good number of my kids who complete the pathway do go on into education. I just started working with that pathway about 5 years ago, so I'm starting to see those kids graduate now and be teachers themselves.
Good stuff. Laura, thanks so much for joining us here, and best of luck here with these two pathways.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, Laura. Yeah, Laura Schwinn, Emporia High School Journalism and Tech Ed Teacher, Emporia High School. Let's bring in some students. Chuck, what do you say?
Let's do it. Let's start with Hayden Thexton, Emporia High Senior, who's focused on business management, marketing, and plant science pathways already completed. So, well, welcome to the program, Hayden. How are you?
Hayden, good morning.
I'm good. How about you guys?
Doing good.
We're doing well. You have apparently a wide range of interests just based off of these pathways, Hayden. I will ask here to get started, really, what got you interested in these three specific pathways?
Well, I was always interested in sort of plant science and agriculture, and as I've kind of continued my high school career, I've realized that I can branch out into business and still tie it into agriculture, so in like a career and such.
All right, so how much time do you have to devote to this, Hayden?
Honestly, it's not too bad, especially for the plant science side, because I took the greenhouse with class, which is the application level class, and, you know, you get to grow plants, and at the end of the semester, you will take it to a plant sale, which happens every year, and this year, it's actually on March 27th and 28th, and May 1st and 2nd. They're having two plant sales.
Okay.
But, yeah, I have tied a lot of time in the greenhouse, and honestly, it's been rewarding seeing, you know, being able to sell what I've grown the entire
sure.
year.
I can imagine. How do you see, you know, you mentioned here about these pathways starting to overlap and give you some combined benefits. How do you see these pathways helping you in your career goals afterward?
Well, for the business pathway, I can tie that. I mean, I can tie that into agribusiness, which I plan on minoring in when I go to college. And it's also helped me just in sales in general for the plant sale. I've learned a lot of skills through the business pathway, and I've been able to use them when I'm selling things at plant sale.
So what do you hope to pursue as a career, Hayden?
So as a career, I'd really like to become I'd like to become an agribusiness like dealer or even a seed salesman at some point. You know, something to deal with sales.
Sounds good. Hayden, best of luck. We will talk to you soon, and hopefully we'll be able to chronicle some exploits in your career later on.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Hey, thanks, Hayden. We will always need salespeople.
Yes, we will.
There's no doubt about that.
Yes, we will.
Let's bring in Grady Howell, Emporia High School senior sports medicine and management pathways completer. Grady, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Grady, I think, is well known here for his exploits on different sports teams. Baseball comes to mind. Football comes to mind. So it seems, Grady, that going into sports medicine and management was a pretty natural just on those sides of things, but also kind of with your family's history.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, my dad being part of the athletic training side at the college, I've gone to some of his summer classes, so it kind of just felt natural, especially that sports medicine part.
What about as far as sports medicine and as opposed to maybe, you know, in addition to your dad's influence or guidance, but what else is it about sports medicine as opposed to maybe other sports-related fields that really, really drew you into this?
I don't know. I've always had an interest for, like, the human body and stuff like that, and being able to tie in my sports interest with that human anatomy stuff, just it was natural. It was easy. It combines the best of both worlds for me.
So what do you hope to take these classes in college, and what do you hope to do as a career, Grady?
Yeah, I hope to eventually become a physical therapist or an athletic trainer. I haven't really decided on that, but that's the end goal.
Do you have a maybe a specific category of sports medicine in mind here, Grady, or are you maybe looking to reach out to maybe, you know, some specific field in sports medicine that you're really going after?
I mean, I really like the athletic training stuff because, again, I can stay around the sports that I've played and grown up with, but then I can still have the medical side of it.
Well, good luck, Grady. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Grady Howell, EHI senior, sports medicine and management pathways completer. And now let's bring in Olivia Barrett, an Emporia High School senior, teaching and training pathway completer. Olivia, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
We're doing well. So teaching and training, what got you pointed in those two specific areas?
Well, ever since I was in kindergarten, I wanted to be a teacher. My mom's also a teacher. She's a fifth grade teacher at William Allen White. And so I think her influence had a little bit to do with it, but I've just always wanted to do it since I was little.
So how has the teaching and training pathway program been?
I would say it's been extremely helpful and resourceful for me. I've been able to gain a lot more experience, like Mr. Lynn talked about. I'm in my internship right now, and so I'm already getting those hours in the classroom, being around kids, giving instruction, just kind of getting some of those skills now. And our observation class helped me see the difference between elementary schools, middle schools, how you would teach those different classes, and help me know what, like, age group I would want to teach when I get there.
Is this experience here, Olivia, that you wouldn't have gotten if you hadn't been in the pathway, at least going through high school as opposed to maybe starting this in college?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, my internship class right now, I mean, I am actually doing what a college intern does, but as a senior in high school. And, I mean, I wouldn't be able to get that experience any other way.
I would assume you're going to feel a bit ahead of the curve then when you get to college.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And with your mom, what type of guidance has she given you here as well? You know, in addition, or what was her reaction when you said, hey, look, I'm going to be taking this pathway?
Well, I will say she wasn't too surprised. I guess, you know, I've always kind of, you know, practiced playing teacher and taken an interest in being teacher. And so she's not too surprised, but she's been extremely supportive and, like, pushing me to explore this more. I mean, she's in elementary, but I want to do more high school. And she's like, I could never do that. But she's very proud that I am going out and pursuing that, despite what some people kind of say against teachers. You know, not everybody wants to be a teacher, but she's definitely encouraged me and through all this. So.
Well, Olivia, on the internship front, how's it been putting yourself in front of a classroom and being the teacher?
It's been pretty good. I have definitely learned a thing or two. These middle schoolers are, yeah. I get questions all the time because being the same height as some of them, they're kind of like, oh, hello. But it's been really good. I'm really thankful for the opportunity that I've been given through that and just kind of learning how to build connections and how to have command kind of in the classroom, as well as just learning what it's like to teach a group of students who have never really met before. Yeah. So,
well, Olivia, congratulations on that, and best of luck here as you get officially into, you know, not only college, but also follow education the way it appears through your career. Thanks again for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Good to talk to you all. Well, Dr. McGeehee, sounds like the students making good progress and a program that's providing good opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting to hear from the students and the impact. You know, I like the breadth of our programming so that they can dive into a lot of different things, find their interests. You know, I think back to my teacher training days when I was preparing to be a middle school science teacher, and I don't think I got into a classroom and in front of kids in kind of a real life situation until I was a junior in college. And so, you know, getting kids, and I was terrified at that point,
yeah,
because I hadn't done it up to that point. So I think that's just a really good example of an opportunity where you get kids involved in doing some of that early, and they're going to be successful, yeah, at the next level because they've already done it.
Yeah. And how important is that hands-on aspect of things?
It's absolutely important, and you know, it's one of the goals of mine during my time here in Emporia is to take our pathways and find ways to go even deeper. Greater real life experiences for students, internships and things like that. I really want to work with the community, our high school teachers, our students, and try to even go deeper with some of these pathways and the experiences the students get.
Yeah, what a great opportunity for students here, and they can start young too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, kids know we were starting a program on the Missouri side called Missouri Innovation Campus several years ago, and I met with the governor, and he asked us, you know, do kids really know what they want to do as middle schoolers? And I said, some of them do. Some of them already know, and so we need to be getting them involved in real training that is preparing them for what they want to do in life so that they can be successful.
Well, even if they may not know, giving these opportunities and the diverse options that they have would help them down the road.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, being able to explore, too.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden something clicks with them. That's what they want to do, and they've already got a head start on it.
Yeah, CTE programs at Emporia, USD 253, moving forward nicely. Well, David, always a pleasure to see you.
I appreciate you having us every month. Enjoyed it.
And our program, our Emporia Showcase, brought to you monthly by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424-226. It's 8:49. Good morning. This Winter Olympics update on KVOE brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number. And Planet Sub from Gold Medal.